Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Now go to sleep.
I'm frightened.
It will be all right.
Where are we going?
Somewhere safe. Far away.
Will we be alone?
No. There will be other people.
People we know?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Why have my nightmares there, Mama?
No. No nightmares.
I'm scared, Mama.
You know people's heads can't really float above their bodies. Now go to sleep.
Second interlude.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty...
When can we go home, Mama?
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Third interlude.
Will there be animals? Will it be noisy? Will there be Oreos? Will Miss Anderson visit? Will there be dogs? Will there be cartoons? Will there be snow? Will there be bubblegum? Will there be school? Will there be Christmas? Will there be bugs? Will Lucy visit? Will there be clouds? Will there be clouds?
No.
Why, Mama? Why?
You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead. There were no birds to fly. There were no birds to fly.
Fourth interlude.
Your great-great-grandfather had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some...
What, Mama? What did he have?
What did people have on farms? I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't matter. He lost his farm. My grandmother, your great-grandmother, told me she was born on a farm and then one day it was lost. Poof! Just like that.
Poof! Just like that.
No more farm.
Not ever?
No.
Maybe they didn't look hard enough to find it, Mama. Or maybe they were lost and the farm was still there.
Maybe. Maybe.
Did Grandmother get another farm?
I'll tell you Grandmother's story when you're... this tall.
This tall? As tall as Alice after she ate the magic cookie?
Taller. Ever so much taller.
How much taller, Mama?
So tall that your feet wear asteroids for shoes, so tall that your head shades the planet Mars, so tall that your arms...
Hug the Earth? Can they hug the Earth, Mama?
Yes, they can hug the Earth. They can hug the Earth. They can hug the Earth.
Fifth interlude.
I remember ice cream on a cool night, dogs barking in the backyard, shopping carts filled with food, grandmother's pearl necklace, sand in between my toes, striped cotton shoelaces, ivory liquid soap, tin foil, the Wonder Bra, leftover meatloaf, self-help books, can openers, weeping willow trees, Michelob, fried catfish, Lysol, Webster's Dictionary, Post-it notes, clean hair, gold crosses, loose change, gas, cars, free water, and...
Sunscreen.
Skin cancer, polluted wells, garbage dumps, syringe beasts, subway crashes, road warriors, pimps, priests, prostitutes, prayer in schools, plastic wrap, food, football, gas mask, global warming, dead fish, the smell of burning trees, the smell of burning clouds. Clouds in the sky, the heavenly washing is hung out to dry. billowing, bellying, full in the breeze, leaping and tugging, as gay as you please. Look, children, look at 'em. If they was mine, I'd be in dread that they'd blow off the line.
Sixth interlude.
Mama, look at how big I've gotten. Tell me grandmother's story.
If you can name one type of tree, I'll tell you the story.
That's not fair, but let me think. Oh, I know an apple tree.
Yes. There were oak trees and maple trees and weeping willow. But today, I'm going to tell you a story about grandmother. And guess what kind of tree?
An apple tree.
That's right. Once upon a time, there was a woman, my grandmother, who lived in an apple tree. She had discovered this tree, which looked like a run-of-the-mill, everyday, ordinary tree, after searching for more than 100 years. The tree provided her with everything she needed: fruit for food, leaves for clothes, branches to rest in, and good friendship. She was happy, and the tree was happy. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, she'd serenade on starlit summer nights, cradled in the tree's gently rocking limbs. But their happiness was not to last. One dark, terrible day, all the trees in the world died, leaving this one little tree as the last of its kind. News spread like a plague about the sole surviving tree and the woman who lived as its companion. Suddenly, without warning, in fact, right out of the blue, teeming hordes swooped down on the happy pair. Alien tree invades Earth. Who's behind this hoax? Hey, lady, we'll give you $1 billion. Did your father beat you with apples? They shouted and shrieked, their endless barbs and queries shaking the tree and the woman to their very roots. And when all their questions had spewed out, though it's funny how they never thought to ask the most important question, do you think the swarming crowds went home? No. Not yet satisfied, they desired something more. At first, it was just the tiniest bit of bark and the itsiest, bitsiest little leaf, but later, it was gouged slices off the tree's gnarled roots and whole branches severed from the trunk. The woman tried to repair the tree. For every fallen leaf or lost limb, she carefully cut off a piece of her own body and grafted it onto the tree in the hopes of saving it. But the tree, its apples now bleached and ashen white, was dying. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, with anyone else but me, with anyone else but. The woman sang over and over until her voice grew hoarse, and then was lost forever. And still the angry mob wanted more. Last tree, my foot, it's dead like all the rest. Satan appeared to me in the branches last night. It's an omen. Cut it down. At least we can get something for the wood. They crowed and cawed, cameras pointed like birds of prey, ready to capture the tree's imminent demise. Grandmother, summoning her last ounce of breath, cried out, "Enough! Enough! Enough!" But no one could hear her, and in any case, they weren't listening. In fact, no one had listened for a very long time. The whole world, it seemed, had been struck deaf. It was then Grandmother understood what she had to do. "I won't let them hurt you anymore," she silently vowed to her stricken companion as she wound her naked, broken body around the tree's barren trunk. And then quietly and very tenderly, Grandmother, in a final act of desperation, said,
"Go on, Mother, what happened?"
Do you want the happy ending or the sad ending?
happy, of course.
I won't let them hurt you anymore, Grandmother silently vowed as she wound her naked body around the tree's barren trunk. And then suddenly, mysteriously, voila!
Voila!
Grandmother cast an invisible magic shield around her and the tree, and poof!
Poof!
What do you think the people saw on that cold, moonless night? A ring of fire that reached up, up, up into the air, and in the morning, all that was left were a few ashes and a puff of smoke. Why, it looked like a cloud hovering in the sky.
But what happened to Grandmother and the tree?
She took the tree and went to a secret place, a planet far away, she had found in her travels, and she replanted the tree and made a new world, and they lived happily ever after.
Is that where we're going?
The very place, the very place. So don't be afraid, because Grandmother's tree is waiting for us. Now go to sleep and dream new, beautiful dreams. And the next time you wake up, perhaps one of your dreams will come true. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.